title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 113. We have a great show planned for you today, and I'll remind you about our awesome contest with Hotels.com in a moment. We're giving away, by the way, a $250 gift card each week for a total of 8 weeks. This is the fifth out of the 8 weeks for a free night or two at a hotel of your choice. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So on this week's show, learn about the WD Black line of hard drives and flash drives for your gear, especially if you're into video games. And speaking of games, we'll have Google on the show later on to talk with us about Google Stadia, a very different kind of gaming platform that's coming soon. Also on the show, I was at the big Apple event earlier in the week, and so I'll share with you some highlights of the new iPhone 11s coming out. And we'll learn about an app called Install that holds all your product warranties and manuals and does a lot more than that. All of this and more coming up on Tech It Out. All right, before we talk with WD, we do have an awesome giveaway I want to remind you about every week here on Tech It Out till the end of September, where someone will win a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards any hotel stay you want through the Hotels.com app or website. Here's how to be eligible to win, and it is open to everyone in the U.S. aged 18 and older. So all you have to do is as follows. Number one, go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Number two, type a sentence on why you could use a little getaway. Number three, include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. A name will be randomly drawn, and I'll announce it on the show next week and on social media as well. And if you want to read the full terms and conditions for this giveaway, it's on my website, marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. All right, let's kick off the show. Not all storage is created equal. Western Digital is getting a lot of kudos for its WD Black line of hard drives and solid-state drives, especially among gamers. And so joining us on the line to chat all about it is Jared Peck. He's the Senior Product Line Manager at Western Digital for this product line. Welcome, Jared, to the show.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having us here to talk.
Sure. Now, before we talk about WD Black specifically, please tell us about WD. What makes Western Digital the world's top storage company?
Well, we have a pretty rich history from that standpoint. We're actually coming up on our 50th year. Next year will actually be 50 years in storage for Western Digital. But when we talk about Western Digital, we really talk about a lot of technology that's come into it. It's a combination of what was our hard drive business as well as a lot of technology that came in from SanDisk as well.
All right, so WD, Western Digital, acquired SanDisk a couple of years back, is that right? And they're best known for their flash storage solutions.
Correct. And then what it means is that we really have the best of both worlds. We have really great technology going all the way up into enterprise on the HD side, and we have everything from enterprise to consumer on the flash side as well.
Okay, so let's talk primarily consumer today, and I'd love to chat about this WD Black, and it's stylized as WD underscore Black. And why do you think gamers like this line of storage solutions?
Well, we really started with the gamers in mind. We said that what we wanted to do is we want to build devices that that solve real problems for gamers. And so that's really sort of our motivation on the whole thing. And in every product, there's at least, you know, little ways that we tried to make sure it was a good experience from that.
All right, so let's just take a step back then and talk about what WD Black is all about and how do you address those pain points for gamers?
Sure. And so WD Black, if you'd ask us what WD Black meant, you know, two or three years ago, we would always say that WD Black was just about the top of the line. It was 7,200 RPM or even 10,000 RPM hard drive. Even a couple of years ago, we talked about our SN700, which was the top SSD. But that's really started changing with some of the announcements that we've done this year, starting with the SN750. What we said is WD Black is all about gaming and trying to make sure that we're providing a good experience with that. And with the new products that we announced just recently as well, P50, P10, and a D10, we really, again, are talking about how do we make sure that we provide a gaming experience and think about the use before we think about just the tech.
Okay, so what is it that gamers traditionally complain about with storage? Is it that they can't store enough files? Is it not fast enough? And just to clarify to our listeners, RPM is rotations per minute, so the higher the number, the faster you can write or read from these hard drives. Just want to make sure everybody's on the same page here.
Totally. Thanks for catching that. So when we talk about what gamers need, what we'd say is that generally speaking, they're looking at how do I stay in the game better? How do I enjoy the game better? In some cases, that means I need the very fastest speed. In other cases, it just means that I need enough capacity. We're in a world now where even on consoles and Xbox and PlayStation, people are downloading games. And you buy a console that's maybe 500 gigabytes or 1 terabyte big, you can't download very many games before you're just out of space.
Right. Then you have to delete games that you're not playing in order to fit new games on there.
Yeah, we started digging into this, you know, a while back, and what we said is, you know, it's a very common on Twitter, people who are, you know, actually have anxiety or frustration about playing their games just from the idea that I've got to pick what to delete before
right.
I can download yeah. and play the new thing.
With Xbox, though, you can connect an external hard drive. So not a lot of people do that.
And that's one of the things that we're looking at from this perspective. What we'd say is that people have bought our drives and do trust us in the past on the WD brand to have these hard drives and plug them into their Xbox. But we want to make something that's a little bit more custom and more designed for that. And we'd like to make something that we hope gives you more what you need and is guaranteed to just plug in and work with your Xbox.
All right. So WD Black is a line of high-end, top-tier hard drives and solid-state drives. Could you talk about the advantages of each of those two things? So HDD or hard disk drives and then SSD or solid-state drives.
Absolutely. So starting with the hard disk drives, I think the big advantage is just capacity and really being able to get enough space for all your games. When we talk about these drives, we have like small portable drives that go all the way up to 5 terabytes. 5 terabytes is quite a lot of games.
Yeah.
And for someone who's like going to be plugging into an Xbox and trying to, you know, download, maybe you're playing Game Pass games and you suddenly have the ability to download as many as you want, this is a great way to kind of add and make that very easy. And hard drives are super at giving you capacity for a really reasonable price on that front standpoint to be able to add that capacity.
Right.
So for HDDs, that's really one of the best things that you about it from that perspective.
And then solid-state drives are typically faster, right? You can write to those drives faster and read from those drives faster. And on a laptop, they're not only faster, but they're smaller and lighter. And because there's no moving parts, like a hard drive, it's better on the battery. So you're going to get longer battery life traditionally out of your laptop and less prone to damage because it isn't a spinning plate. right? No spinning mechanism.
Absolutely. And so really we have a P50 out of our line is our high end, and it's SSD technology. And what we'd say, like you said, one, you're going to get incredible speed. You plug it into the right, you know, the new high end gaming PCs, and you can get 2000 megabytes a second, which is staggeringly fast, right?
Okay.
But what it means as well is you're going to be able to, you're going to get really good speeds even on regular systems from that perspective. And like you said, if I'm carrying it around, I know that if I drop it, it's not a concern. It's just ultimately designed to be that sort of mobile drive if you're taking it with you.
Got it.
So we look at and we say that depending on what you're trying to do, there's different technology that meets those needs easily, and we want to make sure that we have covered your gaming needs.
So with that in mind, Jared, we are speaking with Jared Peck, Senior Product Line Manager at Western Digital. Tell us again some of the models that our listeners may want to jot down if they're interested in WD Black, whether they're into PC games or console games, and whether they want a hard drive or a solid state drive, because I know there's a couple options out there under the banner of WD Black.
Yeah, we have a total of five new products in the WD Black line, and those are joining our already the couple of products that we had, which was the SN750 and the SN750 with heatsink. So SN750 and 750 with heatsink are internal drives that you install into your motherboard.
Okay.
With an M.2 slot. The new drives are all USB drives to be able to easily plug in and use, whether it's your notebook or your desktop or even like an Xbox or a PlayStation.
So adding this internal storage is for both laptops and desktops.
Yeah, the internal storage is on the PC side for laptops and desktops.
Yeah.
We're looking now at how we expand that out to external storage, which is great for desktops and laptops, but also really makes it to where you can upgrade your Xbox or your PlayStation, things like that as well.
So the drives are fast enough, Jared, that they're not just for backup, where you want to just, like, you know, copy some files from your computer's hard drive onto an external drive for safekeeping, but you can actually run games off of those hard drives too.
Totally. That's really the goal, is that you plug one of these in. So starting off, we have a P10, and a P10, WD Black P10 game drive is a great solution to try to get you a little bit more space on your games. It's going to come in up to 5 terabytes, you get like 140 megabytes a second, as fast or faster as the drive that you've got built into your Xbox or PlayStation.
Okay, so as we wrap up, Jared, how much do the WD Black drives start at, and where can we learn more about the family of products?
So for the WD Black P10, the 2 terabyte starts at $89. For the P50 that we talked about earlier, the pricing will come out a little bit later when it's closer to the time that it ships. We have more information available for those on WDBlack.com.
All right, WDBlack.com, and in that case, you don't use the underscore. It's just WDBLACK.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Jared Peck, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to testing out these drives.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. This show is powered by ASUS. I'll tell you more about them later on in the show. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 Model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app and, of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
Hey, there's a new type of account takeover attack called lateral phishing.
It's a serious threat. Cyber criminals hijack your email account and use it to launch phishing attacks on your internal and external contacts.
What if they attack us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Completely, with the industry's best layered defense against attacks, including account takeover and phishing.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com. So that was cool earlier this week, attending the big Apple event in Cupertino, California. It took place at the Steve Jobs Theater near the Apple campus, not the official HQ area where everybody works, that big circular spaceship-looking like building, but this visitor center area with some beautiful grounds. And it was a lot of fun attending that and sitting in the auditorium where Tim Cook took the stage for almost 2 hours to talk about what's new from Apple, including new devices, new services. And I'm going to share with you some of the highlights for me. And and it was mostly around the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max, the larger device at 6.5 inches. The regular iPhone 11 Pro is 5.8 inches. So very high-end iPhones. So without question, the most beautiful and most powerful iPhones they've ever made, as you would expect, year over year. Though it is funny that all the hype that led up to the event, all the leaks from presumably the factories, the maybe in China, where these schematics were leaked and published online, and all the specs that were listed were the exact same ones that were announced on stage. So there were very few surprises at this Apple event, unfortunately, for someone like me who loves a little sort of card up a sleeve. But Tim Cook didn't pull that out. There was, you know, pretty much staying with everything we heard, you know, leading up to the event unofficially. But it was still impressive nonetheless. So iPhone 11 Pro and the 11 Pro Max. So these were great devices, primarily in the camera department. So it's a triple camera lens system on the back. There's a wide angle lens, an ultra wide angle lens that can get 120 degree view. So super wide, get all your friends in on the shot or those beautiful landscape shots. And then also a telephoto lens to get a little bit closer to the subject without having to physically go there. So the wide angle lens also has that night mode. So this is where finally, catching up to Google Pixel and Samsung and Huawei, the ability to take better low-light images. So you've got a subject, maybe someone sitting in a bar, and it's a dimly lit environment. You will now be able to see them very clearly with good color and saturation and all that, instead of it being blurry or pixelated. So that now is something they've improved on. So night mode, the three cameras all working together, some advanced editing tools, some editing software. You can shoot 4K or four times the resolution of HD now at 60 frames per second for smoother videos. And they also showed their front-facing camera now with the ability to shoot slow-motion selfies, or as Apple calls it, slow-fies. So like they had a woman, you know, very sort of dramatically shaking her hair around in super slow motion, only to find out that it was a hair dryer, and then it was lower to her mouth and she has that funny shape. So that was pretty funny. So a little gimmicky, but I could see that becoming a viral thing online. Show me your slow-fi, you know. And there's some other cool things like having spatialized audio in recordings now. So you're shooting a video, you can now fill that room with sound captured with the microphone inside the iPhone. The second thing that I was impressed with, aside from the screen, that beautiful OLED screen, they have a Super Retina display using extended dynamic range, or XDR as they call it. But the battery, you know, I know this isn't the sexiest of features listed on the box of products or on a website, but the battery always was an issue with iPhone. Let's face it, that was the Achilles heel of iPhone users until the iPhone XR came out last year. And with the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max, the company is saying that they can last 4 to 5 hours longer than last year's iPhone XS or XS Max, which is very impressive. So maybe they finally licked that problem. It was always good with the XR, so I give Apple credit that they finally fixed it last year with their screen that does not have an OLED display. It's an LCD screen and more modest camera specs, just like the iPhone 11 now has, you know, one less camera on the back. It doesn't have a telephoto lens, but they've also excelled in the battery this year for the iPhone 11 with 1 hour better than last year's iPhone XR, and the iPhone 11 Pro and the Pro Max being 4 to 5 hours longer than last year's model. So very cool. And I also like the Apple Watch Series 5. They've added some new features there, including an always-on display. People didn't like the fact that the iPhone went black to preserve battery life when you weren't looking at it. So now it's always on your wrist. It will be dimmed if you're not looking at it, but it will sense when you've lifted it up, pointed it to your face, and it'll brighten up for you so you can see the time and your complications. I like that. They also added a compass. So if you're looking at a map, for example, on your wrist or trying to find out where to walk to for an important meeting you've got, you can now see a compass direction, so it'll point north and what have you. And there's a dedicated compass app, too, for more information. And then the third feature behind an always-on display and compass is emergency calling worldwide. Before, there were restrictions on where you can use that. I was not so impressed with the new iPad, the 10.2, a larger iPad that didn't really seem to have a lot more going for it, so I'll just skip over that. And then finally, in the services department, Apple unveiled two of their new services. One is Apple Arcade for $4.99 a month. This is sort of an all-you-can-play gaming platform where it's 100 games that have no ads and no in-app purchases, and they're premium, sort of hand-picked exclusive games from Apple covering a wide range of genres, so I'm excited about that coming soon. And also from Apple, coming November 1st is Apple TV Plus. So this is a streaming video service that has exclusive TV shows, movies, and documentaries, also for $4.99 a month US or $5.99 a month in Canada. And there's some TV shows that they unveiled at the event where they showed us some trailers, including one called C, which is pretty cool. So overall, impressive devices and new services unveiled on Tuesday from Apple. As we wrap up, the pricing on iPhone 11, I think it's significant that it is as low as $6.99 for an iPhone 11, and I think that's a really good price because it is a premium phone, and there is some pressure on Apple to reduce the entry level on these devices. And then the iPhone 11 Pro starts at $9.99, and then the larger iPhone 11 Pro Max is at $10.99 and up, depending on how much memory or storage you want with it. But overall, pretty cool stuff from Apple this week. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, a reminder of our huge contest with Hotels.com. You could be eligible to win a $250 Hotels.com gift card for a free hotel stay. If you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years old, here's how to enter. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Send a tweet to them with a sentence on why you could use a free stay in a hotel. And then third, include the hashtag Tech It Out, the name of this show. That's it. We'll randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend on the air, and I'll announce it on social media too. With that in mind, the winner from last week was Luciana Malcombs. Congratulations, Luciana Malcombs. We have three more of these to give away out of the eight, one per week until the end of the month. You can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck. Question for you. Where do you keep all your warranty information or manuals for things like appliances and such? You either don't keep it and hope you don't ever need it, or perhaps you've got a pile of paper maybe stashed in a kitchen cupboard or something. Well, we're now going to learn about what sounds like a much better solution, and it's an app called Instal, which is spelled I-N-N-S-T-A-L. Joining us on the line to chat is Ishu Singh. He's the founder of Instal. Welcome to the show, Ishu.
Thank you, Mark.
So let's start right from the top. Tell us about Instal. What's the app all about?
Instal is an app that helps you replace traditional hard copies of warranties and manuals, like with accessible digital copies. So Instal reduces the hassle to save the paper manuals, like, and to keep track of the warranties and its related details, like such as documents required to claim the warranties.
Okay, I got it. Do you take a photo, like with your phone, of the paper manual that you may get with the product, or is this just purely a digital solution? You have to find like a digital version of the manual or warranty card.
So right now we have around 1.5 million manuals, all user curated manuals. So users can actually help other users by uploading the manuals. But right now the currently solution is designed in such a way you don't have a separate folder for manuals and the warranties. So you have the option only to upload the warranties for now. You click the photo of the receipt and the documents that you need in order to claim the warranty in the future. And you can upload it, then you can share it with anyone, with the company itself. But manual is uploaded by the users itself and by us also. If the user uploaded, it's for everybody to use it.
Got it. And chances are, like with the example I gave earlier of an appliance, if I have, I don't know, let's say an LG washer and dryer or a Samsung stove top, then obviously other people have that same product. So you just have to find somebody that has that same model number for the warranty or the manual. Is that right? You do a search?
Yes. So there's a search bar on the top, and like you can search with any name and it will give you the results. Because we have two sections in the app itself for the manual. One section is for us where we are uploading the manuals directly, and other section is for the users where they are uploading and other people can see. So we call that as an install community. You upload it and everybody can see that same manual.
What are the advantages of having a manual or a warranty card or other information all digital from the beginning is that you can search by keyword. Like, let's say you're looking to fix one part of that washing machine where you could do a search by word. But if somebody scans a paper version, is there what we call OCR or optical character recognition, or does it stay as a paper file?
For now, it stays as a paper file. Like, the next version of the app is coming in that way, and in the next versions, you don't even have to do any kind of manual thing in order to upload the warranties. It's going to be like just one scan of the barcode, and everything will be there for you to use.
Cool. And you said that if you needed to share that warranty card with a company, should you need to exercise that warranty, how does that work exactly?
So when you save the warranty, right now you have to save the warranties manually when you bought the product and when the warranty is expiring, and the system is going to push you a notification before the expiry date so you don't forget the date of the expiry of that particular product. So in order to claim the warranty, like we have a claim warranty button within the app, you press that button, an email will open up right now. But the future intention of the platform is to attach that claim warranty button with the business basis. So you click that claim warranty button and the business will be notified directly. But for now, it's going to open up an email with everything already attached and pre-written. So you just have to send it.
Oh, very cool. We're chatting with Ishu Singh. He is the founder of a company and an app called Install. It's spelled I-N-N-S-T-A-L. So I-N-N-S-T-A-L. It's a free download. What platform is Install available on? What app store do we find it at?
Install is currently available only for Google Play Store.
So it's only for Android right now?
Yes, it's currently only for Android, but we are working with another versions. In the next version, it's going to be for Android and for iOS with new and upgraded technology.
And what month would that be?
We are planning around within 2-3 months more because the tools that we are bringing, it's nobody has ever done that before.
Okay. And is this app synchronized between multiple devices? Like if I have an Android tablet but also an Android smartphone, if I log into Install, will I be able to see the same warranty information and product manuals?
Yes, exactly, because it's linked with the user ID.
Finally, what's the business model? You said it's free for us to download. How are you monetizing this? Do the companies whose products will be looking for manuals and warranties for, are they helping to pay for this?
For now, it is not monetized and it's free for the users. But we decided first we wanted users to have the experience. They can use it. Like it's going to be free for the users. And we are thinking like it's going to be free for the users forever. And the companies will pay coming in the future. It's going to be one in all solution. You want to claim the warranty. Company wants to solve your problem. So it's going to be one platform for both and companies will be paying.
Okay, got it. And then finally, is there a website where we can learn more, Ishu? I know you said there's not a web version of Install yet, but is there a place that our listeners can learn more?
Yes, you can go on www.install.com.
So the website is install.com, spelled I-N-N-S-T-A-L. .com, or just go to the Google Play Store on your favorite Android device and download the app for free. Thank you very much, Ishu. Congratulations on this and good luck with the future development of this platform.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by its WD Black line of hard drives and solid state drives, especially for gamers. Check it out at westerndigital.com. I also want to thank Asus, the title sponsor on this program. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Asus.com has more about their products. When we return, we're going to chat with Google about Stadia, a next generation gaming platform. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app, and of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor, but I've learned from some close friends about a connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's www.cholesterol911.com to learn more.
Lowe's helps you do it right to save on what you need to take on all the projects on your to-do list. Stop in today and save $70 on a Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer, now $169. Just plug it in and go. No gas is required. And fall is perfect for refreshing your deck with a new coat of stain. Shop our everyday low price and Valspar semi-transparent exterior stain and sealer. It starts at just $36.98 a gallon. Whatever projects you have in mind today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Pressure washer offer valid through 9/18, U.S. only.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. When you hear the word video game consoles, chances are you think of a PlayStation or an Xbox or maybe a Nintendo machine. But if you've been following the hype over the last number of months, a little old company called Google is readying its first foray into the multi-billion dollar console game space with a very unique product called Google Stadia. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is John Justice. He's the VP and head of product for Stadia at Google. Welcome to the show, John. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
All right, so let's assume my audience has not yet heard of Stadia. Please tell us what it is.
Sure. So Stadia is the next generation game system from Google. It runs out of the cloud, so it turns all the screens you already have into high-end gaming machines. And it's coming this year.
All right. So it's still a box. It's still a console that you connect to a television or a computer monitor, or no? It's in the cloud, meaning all the technology is on your end, on your computers and servers.
So here's the special thing. We have we run it all in our servers, and so you don't have to go buy a big console or gaming PC to run it in your house. Instead, we take care of that. And so we'll run any place that has a Chrome browser, and so that includes on your laptop, on your any other computer you have, on your Mac. It'll run on Chromecast Ultra, so if you have that plugged into your TV, you can play it on your TV, and it'll run on phones. We're starting with Pixel phones, and we'll bring it broadly across the rest.
So, John, would a fair analogy be that Stadia is to gaming as Netflix is to DVDs or Blu-ray discs? You don't need anything physical with you. Everything is in the cloud on the internet, so that's the same with gaming. You don't need anything local other than a controller, presumably.
Well, I think that's probably halfway there. I think Netflix does two things. One, it's streaming, so it's accessible a whole lot of places, and we're absolutely that. Netflix also is a subscription-only model. You can't buy things. You can only subscribe. We hear players want, some want to buy games, some want to subscribe to services, and so we support both. And so we have the access side of Netflix, and that lots and lots of people can use this without buying a whole bunch of hardware. And we support both buying games or subscribing for games.
All right, so you can choose whether you want the a la carte model where you pay for what you play, like one game here, one game there, or the buffet or all-you-can-eat approach where you pay one fee per month and then you've got access to a catalog of games like Netflix does for movies and TV shows.
That's right. So on the one side, we have buying games just like people are used to today. Mm-hmm. And then we support multiple subscriptions. We have our own subscription called Stadia Pro where we put in some games every month. And then we work with partners like Ubisoft who has Uplay Plus. And so Uplay Plus is coming out on Stadia and that will support many, 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 many games from Ubisoft.
Right. Okay, got it. So what are some of the key advantages to Stadia, John, compared to Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo? The traditional boxes.
Sure. I think I'd break it down into access and experience. On the access side, today, if you want to play high-end games, so you want to play the latest thing coming out, you have to buy an expensive box, and then you have to keep upgrading it, whether you're upgrading a PC or buying the next console and the next console. And so that's a barrier to access. That's also locked to a single screen unless you buy several of them. And you usually also have to wait to go either go to the store to get the games or wait for them to download. So on the access side, we don't do any of those. Instead, we buy the box for you and give you access to the hardware, and it's better hardware than any console you can buy. We'll let you run across any of your screens that you can go connect to. So if living room TV is busy, you can go switch over to playing on your laptop. And we don't have any waiting. So the 5 seconds jumping into a game, that's a big difference from waiting for a big download today like you'd have with other systems. Mm. That other side is experience. So on experience, one way of looking at it is just good graphics, high-end content. And so we have that. It's the machines we run on are actually a good chunk more powerful than the most powerful consoles you can buy today. And then along with that, we're also making games which are only possible in the cloud. And so the games you'll see come out from us will be able to do things that you just couldn't do on any normal system.
Like what? Can you give us an example?
Sure. So something like Massive Worlds or having better player characters that you're interacting with better artificial intelligence, taking advantage of Google's great technology for machine learning and AI that we use to back many of our other products. We can use these now for games and make them available for game developers. And those are things that you'd never be able to put into a console in somebody's home because you could never afford it. But we can have those up in the cloud, and we can let those out for game developers to use.
We're chatting with John Justice, Vice President and Head of Product for Stadia at Google, talking about its upcoming gaming platform. It's not actually a console because you can play it on several devices and all the technology is in the cloud or on the internet. With that in mind, John, if there's an update today to a game you're playing on, say, PS4 or Xbox or what have you, you need to download that update. Can I assume that if you're playing a game in the cloud on Stadia's servers on your end, that if there is an update that, say, Ubisoft or another game developer or publisher adds to fix some issues or add new content, that it's sort of invisible to the player?
That's right. So whether you're trying a new game or whether you're getting an update on an existing one, you don't have to have that long downtime. Today, when I'm playing on a traditional console, if I want to try a new game, usually I don't get to play it that day, because I have to wait for it to download or wait for system updates to come in. Or even if some new part of the game came in, I usually still can't play that day. Instead, with Stadia, I just don't have to wait anymore. I can just go in. We're all busy, and so being able to play when I want, where I want, that's a real convenience.
We'll continue chatting about Google Stadia when we return.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
were chatting with John Justice, VP and Head of Product for Stadia at Google, learning all about this next-generation gaming platform. Before the break, John, you were telling me that you could log on to a game on one device, like an Android smartphone, and then when you get home on your TV, continue where you left off, all thanks to the cloud. That's pretty cool.
It's part of our effort to make gaming more widely accessible.
What kind of partners do you have? You mentioned Ubisoft earlier. Are there any sort of AAA publishers that our listeners may have heard of?
Oh, we're working with just about everybody. If you look, we've got a list up on the website, but we've been announcing games left and right. We just announced a new batch at Gamescom. We announced, in that batch, Cyberpunk 2077, has a lot of people very excited. That one's coming out.
Yep, myself
and
included.
That's the kind of game. Yeah, and that's a game that a lot of people's systems aren't powerful enough to play it, so playing it on our systems, that's a good way to go. And also, it's one that I know I'll be playing for a long, long time. And so being able to go play it in the hotel room when I'm traveling or wherever I am, that'll be a really good benefit for me.
Also, John, with that in mind, and I sort of compared it to Netflix earlier, if you started a game like Cyberpunk 2077 on your Android phone, your Google Pixel 3a or something like that, and then you go to your PC or your TV at home, will it continue where you left off?
Yeah, it will. In fact, you can even just pause a game and switch screens, which is a pretty fun thing to do. We were showing that off at Gamescom, the big European Games Conference, about a week ago. They have almost 400,000 people come to Gamescom every year. And we showed it at PAX just this past weekend. And so we've had thousands of people coming and trying that. Playing games on Pixel, playing them on actually laptops or big screens, and it's been awesome seeing the response.
What if you go to your buddy's house after work or after school and they have Stadia? Can you log in with your credentials and have access to your content?
Yep, you can.
Wow.
You can go wherever it is you go. You can log in. As long as you have a decent internet connection, then you'll be fine. And we are working on making it so that Stadia takes less and less and less bandwidth so we can work across as many connections as possible.
And that leads me to my second last question, John. We'll end off on price and availability when we can actually get our hands on it. But what do you need to get going? This all sounds amazing. However, no question that you're going to need a very fast internet connection, or is it a persistent connection? You're going to always need to be connected while you play. And how are you going to address those who maybe live in rural areas or other areas where the internet isn't so fast?
Yep. So for making it work today, we recommend for the very highest end experience for 4K, HDR, surround sound, all of that kind of stuff, then about 35 megabits per second. On the low end, we recommend a minimum of about 10. So if you have about 10, which most people have, not everyone does, but most people have, then 10 gives you a good, solid experience. And we're also working with ISPs all across the country to go improve connections. Google already has a very good network and good connections with ISPs, but we're working with ISPs to make it better. The other thing that helps here is 5G is coming, and 5G is bringing in new fast connections for a lot of people who might not have been able to get good connections before. So whether folks are in rural areas or if they're just in areas that you just can't get a very good connection, 5G looks like it's going to come in and be a good help. So we're excited about working with folks on making that better.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of buzz about that too. And that's one of the applications is gaming, interactive entertainment. And then finally, John, when can our listeners and others get their hands on Stadia for the first time? And what's the approximate price point you're looking at?
Yeah, this year we're launching the Founders Edition. So we have a Founders Edition that lets you get everything you need all at once. So in the U.S., it's $129, and that gets you a Stadia Pro controller, or the Stadia controller, which connects it directly up to the cloud, which is a pretty cool thing. It makes it extra fast. It gets you a Chromecast Ultra, so you can play on the biggest screen you have. 3 months of Stadia Pro, which comes with games and access to 4K and some other kinds of cool things. And it gives you a buddy pass, so you can go give access to a friend to play with you for 3 months.
Wow. And the price, that's considerable difference in price compared to rival consoles out there. It's a lot more affordable. Are the games comparable in price, like $60?
Yeah, games are comparable in price. And because it's a lot more powerful with higher detail and generally better than any other console that you can buy today.
Mm.
So that's what's coming in this November, and we're doing pre-orders now.
Okay, and the best website for pre-orders or other info on Stadia, including videos, if they want to see what the games look like?
Just check out Stadia.com.
All right, S-T-A-D-I-A.
Right.
.com. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks very much for having me, Mark.
Well, that wraps up this week's Tech It Out. Hope you enjoyed the program. Good luck if you're entering the Hotels.com giveaway, $250 Hotels.com gift card. And thank you to ASUS, the title sponsor on this program. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit ASUS.com/US/radio for more info. That's ASUS.com/US/radio. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Taylor for details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Drones claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels attacked the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia today, sparking a huge fire at a processor crucial to global energy supplies.
A Houthi spokesman says the rebels launched around 10 drones in their coordinated attack on the sites, warning their assaults would only get worse if the war in Yemen continues. Saudi Aramco describes its oil processing facility in Bakyak as the largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. The attack by the Tehran-backed Houthi rebels will likely heighten tensions further across the Persian Gulf, amid a confrontation between the U.S. and Iran over its unraveling nuclear deal with world powers. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The death toll from heavy rains in southeastern Spain now 6, as reports of widespread flooding continue to come in. Emergency rescue workers saved thousands of people during the storm that slammed into the Mediterranean coastal regions of Valencia, Murcia, and eastern Andalusia this week. The downpour forced the closure of airports in Almería and Murcia, as well as intercity train lines, major roads, and schools. U.S. health officials are investigating low levels of potentially dangerous contaminants in the popular heartburn medication Zantac and related drugs.
Even though the FDA says patients can continue taking their medications, they've detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the pills, which are sold in both prescription and over-the-counter. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs in the past year. Health officials are still investigating that issue, and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Shelley Adler, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95, and 3 weeks you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
From the medical pages, a government health panel is endorsing an experimental pill which would be the first for treating children with peanut allergies. We get the latest from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
If the Food and Drug Administration agrees with this advisory panel, children with severe peanut allergies would be able to take a capsule containing peanut powder to gradually help them build up a tolerance. Some parents urged approval of this drug, Palforzia, relating what life is like when you have to monitor your children's diet, even avoiding public places, with fears of peanut residue causing a life-threatening reaction. The downside is that children would have to take the pill continuously, and nearly 10% experience severe allergic reactions from the pills, along with other serious side effects. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. A woman tossed a red liquid from the public gallery of the California Senate yesterday, splashing onto lawmakers and forcing them to finish their work in a committee room on the final day of the legislative session.
Senators had just finished taking a vote when a woman tossed the substance onto the floor of the Senate, declaring, "That's for the dead babies." Senate President Pro Temp Tony Atkins said a crime was committed today, but the Senate will not be deterred from completing the Senate's business, he told lawmakers as the Senate reconvened. Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove indicated police arrested the woman. The drama unfolded on the final day of the legislative session. Patrick Foss reporting.
On this day in 1814, Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the poem Defense of Fort McHenry, which later became the Star-Spangled Banner. He did it after witnessing the American flag flying over the Maryland fort following a night of British naval bombardment during the War of 1812. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Reading Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check ReddingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia Summer Clearance ends September 30th, 2019. ReddingKia.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Pop Tech Radio. This is part of our continuing coverage of the NAMM show. This is the Music and Technology Trade Show here at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's NAMM 2019. I am joined by my good friend Mike Castanon for our continuing coverage. Mike, we are rocking it. That was a little Jimi Hendrix you heard coming in.
Love it.
With a Fender Stratocaster guitar through a Marshall amplifier. That doesn't get better than that. That is the key to rock and roll right there.
That's right. What a great morning it's been broadcasting here and, you know, to hear from David, of course, and Del Breckenfeld, as always, right? We've talked to him I don't know how many times.
That's right. They are coming up on the show. Always fun. Our new friend David is from Harman International. We'll talk about a lot of stuff, and we're just going to reminisce about Woodstock. And, you know, the rock and roll business isn't that old. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, but Woodstock was really the first big festival concert where they really needed special amplification, and the book hadn't been written. That was the first really big show where they had to make noise for 100
How many people? What's like 100,000 people? More than that? Something like that.
Not more than that.
More than that. So maybe 200,000 people. So we'll talk a little bit about Woodstock and the technology that involved there. And then we're gonna go have a visit from our old friend Del Breckenfeld, who was heavily involved in Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie that has been it won a Golden Globe. It's a super, super popular. You've seen the movie. I have not seen the movie yet.
I have not seen it.
Oh, you've not seen it. Okay. Neither of us have seen it. My entire family has seen it. And Del worked with the instruments, the period correct instruments that Queen used in the day. And so we're going to hear a little bit about that movie and working on that stuff. And it's just so fun to be here. You know, we've been talking. This is our third episode of the show. And it's fun to see old friends. And it's fun to hear about the new technology. And it's such a great time to be a music creator, a music maker, because everything is so relatively cheap. The tools are super powerful. You know, when you buy a Mac computer now, it comes with GarageBand for free, which is a super powerful digital audio workstation. I was wandering the show floor yesterday and saw a new line of digital pianos from Casio that sounded fantastic. They were super portable, 88 keys, weighted action like on a grand piano. They have two models. The first model is $599, and the top of the line is $699.
Unthinkable.
It is unthinkable when you have a quality digital piano to have those beautiful grand piano sounds. They have built-in speakers on them. And $700? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
What did you pay back in 1982 when we were playing at San Diego State?
Oh, my goodness. I paid, you know, $1,000 for used gear at the time, you know, and that was a lot of money in $1980 or $1982. And so when you think about the value of, and you remember even guitars back in our day were $700 or $800, and
yes.
Now you can get a really good guitar for like $400.
I think I had to rent an amp, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you did.
I had to rent an amp.
We were
didn't
starving students. Yeah, and amplifiers now are relatively inexpensive, and they sound fantastic, and now we have modeling technology, which allows you to imitate some of the classic guitar amplifiers in essentially a software and hardware combination. Again, for relatively inexpensive, low amounts of money, and you know, we just didn't know. That's just the way it was in those days. And here we are today with all of these tools, and they're all being shown here at the NAMM show. 100,000 people, a little bit more than 100,000 people, are here today for the show. So it's pretty remarkable that it's a relatively small business, but it as I like to say, it fights well above its weight, because the influence of music and music creation goes well beyond this world. Hence, of course, the popularity of that Queen movie of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, Del broke that with us last year.
Yes, he did.
And
he was working on that.
Kind of low key about it. It was a new project that was going to release, and now look what's happened, right? And
they didn't. I don't think anybody anticipated how popular that movie would be, and I don't remember what the box office is now, but boy, it's sold. I mean, it's so many tickets. It's not even out yet on home video or streaming or anything like that. So it's still being shown in theaters, and what a success that is. And Queen were such an influential band of the day, but their instruments were super iconic. You know, if you remember, I may mention this probably later when Del is here, but Brian May, the guitar player in Queen, he made his own guitar with his dad. The design he created and the guitar he used for most of the Queen hits was that guitar.
And created just an amazing, distinctive sound.
Yes, with that guitar with a Vox AC30 amplifier was the sound of Queen guitar. And wonderful stuff. So we'll get in deep with that with Del, and we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. So we're happy you are joining Mike and myself today from the NAMM show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more cool products and information and stories about the creation of music. Here we are at the Music and Tech Show, the NAMM Show 2019, Pop Tech Radio, across the street from Disneyland here at the Anaheim Convention Center. So stay with us, because we are coming right back.
How I wish you were here.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off.
Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Welcome back. We are at NAMM. It's PopTech Radio 2019. Mike Etchart, Mike Castanon, talking tech.
Yes.
Our good friend, another, like I say where he lives, he lives close to where we grew up. He is David Globke. He is the Director of Communications for Harman Professional.
That is correct.
I wrote it down, but I can't read my handwriting.
Why don't you look at my badge and realize...
There you go. Yeah, it's flipped it right away. They're flipping around.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
There's been a lot of these cords this year.
Just, that's right.
They lend themselves to the flip. And
that's exactly right. Mine has been flipped around all day. So we just heard Heroes by David Bowie, one of my all-time favorite songs.
That's funny, because at dinner last night, we got into a long David Bowie conversation. Yeah, and then because one of the jams on YouTube that I always kind of go to is he does a live performance of Heroes. It's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. And I saw his last tour, actually.
Oh, you did?
I saw him in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara County Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was stunning. So we are talking Harman International, huge company, venerable brands. I don't use that word very often, but it's all true. Mm-hmm. Venerable brands, including JBL.
That's correct.
Harman Kardon.
Mm-hmm.
Eventide? No? Yeah? Yeah?
We got a lot of brands.
Well, listen,
even on the professional solution side,
yeah.
So we have JBL, AMX,
okay,
for controllers, AKG, sure. DBX, BSS for signal processing, Soundcraft, Studer.
Oh, Soundcraft, of course. Yeah, and Studer.
Yeah.
You got it all. Tons of great consoles, great stuff, and now owned by Samsung.
Yeah. Yeah, that we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary of having been acquired by Samsung.
And you are headquartered in Southern California, in the San Fernando Valley. I've been to your facility and seen your experience.
Yeah.
You have all the products set up with stage lighting and professional PA systems and the consoles. You've got a roving truck that has your recording consoles that go around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a serious company, and of course, when Mike and I are no kids, when we started playing, and you wanted speakers, if you could afford them, JBL. The JBL stuff stands for James B. Lansing,
yeah.
A pioneer in the audio world.
Yeah.
He's been gone for many, many years. Yeah. And, of course, he started with Altec Lansing before he started his own company.
And you know where he was before that?
No.
Yeah, he hailed from Salt Lake City, Utah.
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in the mid-20s. And him, you know, he was a radio engineer. And he was building little components for radio speakers.
Really?
And so he relocated his family to Southern California because that was the epicenter for radio manufacturing.
Well, soon before television,
yeah.
For radio stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what year was this?
Mid-20s.
So this is mid-20s.
Wow.
And then, so this year is the, I believe, the 91st anniversary of Jazz Singer, first talkie movie.
Oh, no kidding, the first talkie, that's right.
Right, so so him and his family on South McKinley in South L.A., mm-hmm. him and his family in the evening, they would be putting together speaker parts and then take it to the factory for the General Assembly, you know, later in during the afternoon.
No kidding.
And so what happened was that MGM Studios... was so unhappy with the sound reinforcement for talking movies that they decided that they were going to try to, you know, put together a two-way speaker that's actually going to, you know, beat the technology that was out there at the time. And so what happened was the head of MGM Sound put together a group of engineers. And born was that Shure Lansing horn, which was
the high end side of the speaker.
Yeah, that's what kicked it all off. And then Western Electric got broken up by antitrust, and so they had to spin off the motion picture industry, or Western Electric had to spin off the sound technology, and born was Altec Lansing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then had an Altec Lansing. Why did James B. Lansing split from that, or did he? He did split.
Yeah, he eventually split from that organization. I don't know the ins and outs, the business dealings with Lansing, but
I'm sure they were.
But what spun out of it was he founded the company, the JBL as we know it, in 1946, and then Sidney Harman acquired JBL in 1969. So,
okay, wow.
So after probably during the time when JBL did all the sound reinforcement for Woodstock. So that's another anniversary we're coming up on.
That's right. This is the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary of Woodstock. So Crown amplifiers were pumping sound into JBL speakers for, and apparently there had to be a lot of development because at the time, I mean, there weren't big, you know, festivals like that. I mean,
yes, that was the first.
Yeah, so JBL had to figure out how to actually provide that sound. So we take some pride in feeling like, you know, everybody at Woodstock got heard from JBL.
Absolutely. That's great stories. All right, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We are talking to David Glaubke from Harman International and their professional division. A lot of cool stuff hearing about the history of that. And we got more when we come back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And we are back. It's Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with Mike Castanon at the NAMM Show 2019. We've got our friend David Globke. He is the Director of Corporate Communications for Harman Huge Company. We're talking about Woodstock and all the wonderful products that are under the Harman International umbrella, owned by Samsung now. Crown amplifiers, and that was a Woodstock basically 50 years ago. They had to start inventing what would eventually be festival sound.
Yeah.
And that was the first one, and it was way different then than it is now.
It sure is. And even in 2000, we iterated with the Vertec line, which is actually getting inducted to the Tech Hall of Fame here at NAMM this year.
Wow.
Yeah. We evolved from the Vertec line of the sound array, and then we've got a new version of the VTX, the AA series, which is the RA12 sound reinforcer. That's a brand new product for us, but we're iterating.
Yes.
We've come a long way since what we were doing in Woodstock 50 years ago.
Absolutely. Well, and I got to say, as a consumer of cool stuff, to my mind, JBL, boy, it's probably been 15 years ago, the first kind of consumer-level PA systems that were powered. JBL had the Eon series that were fantastic. I still have a pair of Eon-powered speakers that are just, you cannot kill them.
No.
They are fantastic sounding speakers. They're stout. And that was the first, what we now know as active speakers, powered speakers, have the amplifier built in.
Yeah.
And they really got that whole ball rolling. They were the first company that did that. And the upsell on a Fender amplifier was if you got it with JBL speakers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, even during the R&D phase, we have a facility, a power test room. So you talk about reliability and durability. So we do a 4-day power test. So we absolutely just kill our speakers in these chambers. Really put them to the maximum, and we figure out how much can you put into those speakers before they fail, and then keep going. There is no performance, there is nothing that you can do that can duplicate what we have already done to them.
Right.
And then when they roll off the manufacturing plant, we take them into a similar chamber and make sure that what's rolling through is meeting the specifications from the engineers back in Northridge.
It's rigorous.
Oh, it's very
rigorous. And I've been on a tour, actually, of that facility, and where they were with the testing of the speakers, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, we've got a UV chamber.
Yeah.
We have ovens that we bake the parts, shake plates, in case your gear's on a tour.
Yeah.
If it's in the back of a semi-truck tour and that loses its suspension and it's shaken for 2,000 miles, your tour's going across country, that actually when you open the door, these things are still working.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, and Mike and I talked about this in an earlier segment. How things are designed now is so dramatically different from the old days. And of course, so much with computer tools, you know, SolidWorks and all these programs that you design stuff in. In the old days, you basically would build a cabinet and see how it sounded.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, you'd build another one, you know, and now the manufacturing efficiencies are so much improved over even a generation ago.
Yeah, and a great example of that would be, you know, we have a 3D printer. So we do rapid prototyping. You know, in the old days, the engineers would draw it up on paper and have to send it out to get a prototype of a basket or something like that, and we throw it on the printer. Within anywhere from 12 to 48 hours, we've got a prototype, and we're ready to do, you know, testing within that. So the idea is really to truncate that time on that R&D so we can be more nimble and get our products to market faster.
Well, and as Mike and I have been talking about, when you look at how relatively inexpensive stuff is now, no matter what it is, what you get now for your money is so dramatically changed and improved over the last generation of products.
Yeah.
It's unreal. You know, so the quality has gone up, the size has gone down, the efficiency has gone up, the prices come down. It's pretty stunning to be a consumer.
Well, simplicity is a big message that we're leading with here at NAMM, and really taking these brands that we have, these world-class brands, and bring them into a solution, and then finding new markets for it and make it simpler for people to use. So an example of that would be a band doesn't want to go to a gig, and they don't want to have to be front of house engineers for an hour and a half trying to get the mix right before they perform. They want to get there and be able to have a great mix. So we've got solutions for that. that. The JBL One series that we've just unveiled, I mean, that's in a situation where we're taking the legacy of the studio monitors all the way from the big, you know, $20,000 M2s and then the 7 series and the 3 series. Yeah. The barrier to entry for content creators, podcasters, musicians.
There is no barrier to entry.
No, there isn't. Because within a couple hours, you can cut, mix, and actually publish and distribute.
Yes.
And it's that fast. And so how do you create solutions and product that support that? Yesterday, I was walking outside. I was near one of the Airstreams out there, and there's a young woman, a singer-songwriter, and she's introducing her new song, and she goes, okay, this is a new song. It's going to be on my next album that's coming out in 6 years. Like, it was such a moment of honesty. As I was walking, I'm like, I wonder what her barriers were. You know, it could be that she hasn't come up with the songs, or maybe she's got technological issues and she thinks that she needs to go into a studio, pay thousands and thousands of dollars for studio time to mix her album. And I kept thinking, it's like, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You can have it next week.
And that is, again, the paradigm shift for content creators.
Mm-hmm.
How the tools are here, the availability of uploading to some retailer or whatever to get it out to your audience, it's dramatically different from a generation ago.
It's interesting because one of the things we're doing in our booth is we're bringing in, you know, DJs and producers and young people who are doing this very thing and who are finding massive, massive audiences on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you've got that group of people here at the show, but then you've got a lot of the old-timers. They're like, you know, I used to do it old school, right? I used to have to try to find a record contract, and that's how I get my stuff. But then you see the young people, and they're like, I see what they're doing, and I'm almost too embarrassed to ask how to do it because I feel like I need to be over there.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do in Pro is like, you know, no, everybody can do this. And actually, we're making systems that are simpler to use where you just go, man. Like, there's presets in there. You just go.
That's awesome. So if folks want to find out more about the Harman family of professional products, what's the website?
Pro.harman.com.
Pro.harman.com.
Yes.
Harman is spelled H-A-R-M-A-N.
That is correct.
Yes. That's awesome. Well, David, it's been so nice to have you on the show. Can we do this again next year?
Oh, absolutely. We'll do it anytime you want.
On that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We are coming back from NAMM PopTech Radio.
Black and orange stray cats. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual Black and White Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Favorite time of the show, because we've just given you a new moniker, Del. It's the NAM animal. It's Del Breckenfeld. Del, good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You
so
are the NAM animal because, last year you were on the show. Let's start with, we just heard Queen coming in. You talked about the movie. You were heavily involved in the Queen biopic. Could you say safely that that exceeded expectations?
It greatly exceeded expectations. Mm. We had no idea that movie was going to be that big. When we looked at the numbers on the movie, because every musician in the world has seen it like 10 times.
Totally.
Because everyone I talk to at NAMM, they're like, oh my God, Bohemian Rhapsody, have you seen it? And I'm like, well, I like to say that my company did all the main instruments. We were
yes.
the only one, but the hero instruments, the guitars and basses, were all custom made. We were so proud on the Red Special.
That
Brian's guitar that we actually had Burns pickups. The company Burns made the electronics. So
though
Guild had made the guitars
yeah.
for a while, Brian always used Burns. So we contacted Barry Gibson, who owns Burns guitars, got the pickups.
Wow.
The Music Man bass, the closing, the Fender bass, that's all custom made. So
wow. Well,
really,
what Queen used in the day. And, of course, Brian May's guitar, which he famously built with his dad. So that
yeah.
was not a production instrument. That was a custom made instrument by him.
He called it the fireplace because him and his dad built it from the wood
from the fireplace.
Pretty amazing. One of the songs in there, Radio Gaga. What's interesting is my wife is film commissioner, my wife Bettina, for Riverside County. And we were permitted Stars Born. So we were competing, like, who's got the bigger movie this year, you know, because money-wise, she has the bigger movie. And by the way, we were there for the recordings at Coachella and all that, so she permitted.
Yeah.
And that was live, of course, as you know, Lady Gaga was live. And we were pretty amazed. And we're in there, like, 100 times because we're the computer-generated, you know, we're just standing there, and all of a sudden, there's, like,
there's five of you or ten,
little tuft of gray hair, blonde. Sticking up, that's me. But Lady Gaga got her name from Radio Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Yes,
so
right.
The two biggest music movies of all time. And, you know, I had worked on Walk the Line and Jersey Boys, Love and Mercy. I'd go on and on, That Thing You Do, that's how I started. I've told that story. Get On Up, whatever. All these stories. But this movie is going to green light a lot of movies.
More
you're going to see because Fox
movies.
Already is like, okay, that's... And Bohemian Rhapsody is the number one... the album was number one on Hollywood Records because we worked on a promotion. Brian signed a guitar. It was actually a terrible thing, very cool. And Vox is, I'm sure, celebrating the AC30s.
That's right.
You know,
Brian, they use Vox AC30s.
You know.
That's right. A very famous guitar amplifier.
But all the details. I was at a party and Taylor Hawkins was there from the Foo Fighters. And I'd never met him. I'd worked with them, but never him. And he goes, yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was really great, except the Ludwig drum kit, there were a couple things that weren't right. And I'm like, well, bless you. There's always somebody that, like, a wing nut, you know.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, it was really close, but, you know.
Oh,
but
gosh.
For the guitars and we couldn't have been more pleased. Brian May even did an interview on how authentic everything was. And, of course, Rami Malek, amazing performance. We were ecstatic. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, what a fun movie to be associated with.
And I saw Queen. I did too.
I saw him in the day. Yeah.
And wasn't it amazing too?
Well, yeah. And to have seen Queen in the day was, it's almost inexplicable. You know, we both worked in the music business for a long time. We've been to a lot of concerts, all three of us.
Yes.
And when I sit back and say, you know, amongst the top five shows I've ever seen, one was Queen live.
They're up there. Certainly Hendrix for me, of course.
Well, I missed Hendrix.
That had to be. That was one of my first concerts.
You were two, but you saw
it. I'm getting up there in years, but I'm very proud that I'm still doing something, you know, still active. And Queen, when I saw them, I had never seen a band like that. Bohemian Rhapsody had just come out, and they had the video that they couldn't reproduce the vocals. But in the movie, I loved when, you know, Roger Taylor, they're making him sing higher and higher, and I'm like, when you listen to those vocals, now you go back, I hear that song so differently. And Wayne's World had a big, Brian will say, Wayne's World had a big part of the resurgence of Queen.
The very famous scene in the movie where they're all in the car singing all the parts of Bohemian Rhapsody.
And that's why we did Paul Rogers tour this summer, my company Amplify Entertainment Marketing.
Yep.
We did guitars, about 60 guitars for promotional guitars with their logo for Paul Rogers, and it was Bad
Singer
Company and all the...
Yeah.
And well, he's singing as great as ever. But his manager told us the story of after Wayne's World that they called Paul because they needed a singer, and they said there's so much demand. By the way, Bohemian Rhapsody is now the most downloaded song in history as far as I understand. So think about that. With all the hip-hop and Beyonce and all these wonderful Lady Gaga, great artists, that you go back to these guys, you know, and of course they're touring this summer, so.
Well, and when you listen to that song, you know, that song might not have ever gotten released now, you know, because it was so outside of the box at the time, but that was a time when there was just more freedom in terms of what you could release.
And you had Led Zeppelin not really caring if they got AM radio, you know, they were like a FM band at that time. And I think it was a glorious area of music. I think people I talk to that collect vinyl that are my son's generation, he's 25, they're not nostalgic. I mean, they're going back to Pink Floyd. Beatles are still the number one every year. They had Abbey Road this year. You got Woodstock coming with Hendrix, so Experience Hendrix Tour is going out, so we're working on sponsorships with that. So it's an exciting year for me as well, because 69, I do remember it. So 50 years later, it's like hard to believe, you know.
Hard to believe.
But I agree with you, and I'm just so pleased that they did such a great job on the movie. And, you know, Rami, he's up for Academy Award. The movie already won the Golden Globe.
Yeah,
so Rami, they won in Palm Springs.
And Best Picture, isn't it also?
Yeah. Well, and it shows, again, this industry is not that big, but it fights in a weight class far above its size because of the, and you've written a book called The Cool Factor. And, you know, you talk about how important music is to people's lives and the creation of music and guitars and the whole mystique. And here we are in Southern California, car culture, music culture. It just coalesces and you have a movie
exactly.
Like
well, that's what
Rhapsody.
The Cool Factor was supposed to be. The stamp of approval from Jimi Hendrix playing the Strat that was going to be discontinued. And I did get that story from George Fullerton, who, you know, I was blessed to meet him and talk to him about it. Oh, yeah, they didn't discontinue, but they're getting close. And all of a sudden, here's Hendrix burning and smashing a guitar. By the way, in the background, I love the fact that there's accordions.
Because totally.
My mom's dream was me to be like Mylon LaFleur. Remember the guy in the Florence
Welch
show?
Welch band.
And
that's
I was so bad on it. And I just, her dreams, you know, except Lady of Spain, I think I could play. But I, you know, rock and roll was there and stuff. And so finally she bought me a guitar for $5. A K guitar.
There you go.
And I was like, and if I could have Pete Townsend, you know, the accordion, which I love accordion for all your accordion players. I don't know how many are out there. But it's so great listening to them. People are loving it.
Absolutely. Well, hang on to that thought because we're coming right back. We're talking to Del Breckenfeld. He is our NAMM animal. Great guest we've had on many, many years. And Mike Castanada and myself, we're coming back from NAMM 2019. Stay right where we are.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Often not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
All right, that band you are listening to is Gambler, the Capitol Records artist. When did the record come out, Del? What year was that?
1979, 1980, and 81. We have
all right.
Two albums.
Yeah,
so
two albums on Capitol. That's right. So Del, the NAMM Animal, has been, well, you worked in the music products industry. You're working now in the movie side of things. You were a recording artist yourself. Last year, you told us about a Gambler reunion.
Yes.
Based out of Chicago.
We were so nervous. We announced it on your show, actually.
You did? That's right.
I just found out, and it was perfect timing to say it. So
perfect. And the show went well?
It sold out. We were as surprised as anyone else, and we raised money, thousands of dollars, for music education scholarship program in Chicago. Through my daughter, Holly, and her husband, Andy. They managed the largest school of rock in the world. So,
nice.
But they want to do, you know, school of rock's expensive for kids, so they have a scholarship program for,
wonderful,
you know, talented kids. And so with my band, everybody donated their time and energies, and it was hard on my voice because we were kind of like, we used to tour with sticks, so we had those big
vocals
and everything.
Yeah.
And one day my wife comes home from work and I'm practicing bass, and she goes, that's boring. This isn't like a bass player. She goes, I don't mind that, but you're looking at your reflection in the TV, and I go, I wasn't. She goes, yes, you were. Like, well, I had to look good too, you know what I mean? But anyway, so we're looking at May 25th at a club called Wire right outside of Chicago in Berlin.
Nice.
So
right.
Maybe when people hear this, if they go to that website, but you know, our fans will come out. Some of our fans are like, I don't drive anymore. And
oh my God.
No, that is bad.
Yeah,
I don't drive anymore.
That's bad. Well, that's very
exciting. There is Uber, you know.
Now, we also wanted to mention, you're working with another product this year, a new product, right?
Yeah, we have a couple new products. Roland is one of our clients, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of, I mean, you know, because of Bohemian Rhapsody and the film side, we work with all the companies, because what we call product placement, but it's just product integration, as it were. But Roland has been developing some great products. One of them is called a tone capsule, and what it is it reconfigures your amp. It looks like a tube. I've never seen anything like this. It looks like a vacuum tube, and it's, you know, USB, but it reconfigures your amp to the exact settings of an artist. So we are working with some artists right now. People like a lot of the old Fender artists and stuff, Eric Johnson, who... The stories about Eric Johnson are true. I mean, I've
he is known as an incredibly meticulous person that comes to his equipment.
As a joke, we move the cords on the back of this amp and didn't tell him. He's at soundcheck and he goes, "Wait a minute, what's up?" And he goes back behind the amp and starts replugging cords. He has a chair on tour with him that's the only chair his amp sounds right when it sits on it. And he's not making this stuff up.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful gentleman. But he's doing it. Robin Ford, which was one of our artists, did
neighbor
a lot of stuff with Catalina. Another great artist.
Yes.
I saw Skunk Baxter, a longtime friend that I worked with, the Skunk Caster back at Fender. So this tone capsule is just an amazing. It's not a toy. It's not a cheap item. I don't know. It retails over $200, but it's absolutely amazing.
But that's too cheap, by the way, for that.
And so, you know, like, remember, you know, Line 6, another company we love and work with, but they do the modeling and stuff.
Modeling,
Fender does that with the Mustang. But this thing is so amazing. So imagine the artist from history as well. That as long as you have the original specs from the producer or the artist, you know, if they passed away, it's going to be the producer engineer, and they can dial that right in. So it's a major
technology
jump. And I know you guys love the technology.
Oh, of course.
Pretty old school. I was a bass player. I had an SVT. You know, I put a Fender amp in an SVT, and I never touched it the rest of the night. You know, I had one pedal that I could do phasing at whatever it was. It was Tom Schultz from Boston.
Oh,
I had that pedal. I had the bass one. My solo. In fact, I'm walking the streets. The solo is.
Oh, there you go.
But that's
which,
my only
which you're
thing.
You're
going to
hear.
I was the cord into the amp, the amp into the wall.
Well, and you know, Mike and I started this conversation. The old Ampeg SVT amp made one of the most iconic bass amplifiers, and the joke was SVT stood for severe vertebra trauma because they were so heavy. Enormous. And, you know, here we are surrounded by all this wonderful gear, and nobody's pumping gear like that anymore because you don't need to.
I had 16-10s and an 18-inch bass reflex cabinet, and it would move across the stage, you know, when we were playing. But those were the days. But my hearing is gone because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to admit to being next to the drummer and having monitors. I mean, we toured with Foreigner. We toured with Dire Straits. REO Speedwagon took us on the biggest shows.
All these great Midwest bands.
Played for 25,000 people two nights in a row with REO. Cheap Trick was just coming out. Elvis Costello, I mean, but you had monitors. There were no in-ear, so when you had all the vocals,
loud.
You know, you're telling the guy, I can't hear myself. Turn it up and up and up. So anyway.
Well, you're lucky you have any hearing.
I know, I say that. I tell my wife when I don't hear and understand it, I said, I have proof that it's not you.
I was in rock and roll bands in the 80s, for crying out loud.
But anyway, exciting, and I think there's going to be great things this year for us. A lot of things that we planted the seeds last year, you know, and I'm not boasting about the things that we do, but I'm blessed to still be in the industry.
Yeah, congrats on Bohemian Rhapsody. Boy, that was a great feather in your cap. So folks want to find out more about your company, what's the website?
Yes, well, there's a company called Music Depot LA, and that's placement. We keep that separate, but that's under the agency Amplify Entertainment Marketing, which is AmplifyEM.com.
Okay.
And my partner, Bob Lundblad, he's been a long time, worked with my wife on concert promotion. We've been together 3 years, and he's just brilliant. I'll never be that business guy, but the combination of the two of us, you know, and he's very creative as well. That's what you see. We go to the website, you see we do a lot of charity stuff as well.
Awesome.
So you see a lot of good things, working with Van Morrison on a charity, just simple things, signing guitars, donating stuff from artists.
The power of music.
You'll see all that on the website.
All right, and don't forget, Dell also has a book, The Cool Factor, available on Amazon. It's been
out for a long time. I got to get a new one. My publisher's like, he always says, he goes, I want an Oprah book club. And I'm like, Oprah's book club's still around, you know, but he thinks I can write something. I mean, marketing is great, but he thinks there's much more to talk about.
Well, we're going to have Well, we'll have much more to talk about. And don't forget to check out that, if you're in the Chicago area, Gambler Reunion in March.
Mike and Mike, love you guys. Thank you always
for the
forum.
Good having you here. All right. With that, we're going to retire, Mike. It's time. It's the end of another show.
Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic year this was, right?
It was.
It's so great to hear from Dell.
Absolutely.
And the prognosis that we're going to see future products and movies like Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born, things like that coming forward.
Awesome. All right, folks, stay with us because we are coming right back.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Pop Tech Radio.
this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everybody. This, of course, if you don't know this song, Where Have You Been? AC/DC, Back in Black. It's almost 40 years ago this song was recorded, back in 1980. One of the biggest selling albums of all time. And, of course, it has the Young Brothers, Angus, and now the late Malcolm Young playing guitar on that. And for that track, produced by Mutt Lange, by the way, Angus Young was using a Gibson SG guitar, an early 60s SG, that's the model name, through a Marshall Stack amplifier. That is the crunchy sound of goodness in the land of guitars, and that's kind of the sound that everybody, if you're a guitar player, you aspire to that sound. It is just, it's such a great sound, and I'd bring that up, of course, because here on my last segment at NAMM, just kind of talking about some of the highlights that I saw, but one of the kind of the feel-good stories is that of Gibson Guitars, the maker of Angus's Gibson SG early 60s version. In guitar land, if you're a fan of guitars, you might know that the big three, the three sisters, the big brands are Gibson, Fender, and Martin. And Gibson is kind of the middle child. Gibson was founded back in 1902. Martin is the elder statesman that founded in 1833, and Fender's the new kid on the block. Fender founded back in the 40s or so. Gibson actually well known for both their electrics and acoustics. And so they've been around for a long time. But Gibson, to be kind, I suppose, I guess I could say they kind of lost their way in the last, let's say, couple of decades. And really in the last decade, they alienated their dealers, and they were run by one guy, and he really wanted to make Gibson a consumer electronics company. So always having coming up with some new tech ideas that guitar players weren't really interested in, and then they Gibson acquired a number of brands, Onkyo for one, and Teac, and that really drug the company down. And so Gibson, again, was they were still making good guitars, but a lot of the stuff they were making, because when you're a guitar player, you really only want those iconic models from basically the 50s and the 60s. Gibson was still making those, but they were
not exactly period correct, and they were making new models that people weren't interested in. So a lot of people's frustration with Gibson over the years has been just kind of really in the last decade, let's say. And so those acquisitions of consumer electronics companies really dragged the company down. So last year they had to file bankruptcy. So they have come out of bankruptcy. They're run now by a guy named James Curley or Curley. He goes by JC. He came from Levi's, and the big news at NAMM, Gibson wasn't even at NAMM last year. They were back in a big way this year, showing lots of their classic instruments, and everybody was ecstatic. So we start with AC/DC with Angus Young's SG, and I'm telling you now about Gibson and their basically comeback. So it's going to be fun to watch them here in 2019 as they kind of emerge a new company. It's very exciting. And then the other thing I saw that I loved was a new digital piano from Casio, the S3000. And if you're a piano player, check it out. It's fantastic, sounds amazing, great built-in speakers. And it's only $800, which in the world of musical instruments is really inexpensive. And the digital technology in this new Casio is stunning. And again, it's just $800. You know, I remember days when a good digital piano was $4,000. Now they're down to $800. So we have really, really come to a time when, again, the cost of everything has just dropped, and the quality and the realism is immense, and it's just a great time to be interested in playing music. So thanks again for listening to all of our extended coverage of the NAMM show. We hope you enjoyed it. It's been just a blast to hang out. It's always a fun. It's my favorite trade show, and as you probably heard me say, I've been there so many years in a row. Almost every year in the last 30 years or so. So do want to say some thank yous. I want to also give a big shout out to our friends at Radio America, Mike Paradiso and Jenny Dietas and all those great folks, the cool kids at Radio America that helped get us out to all the different stations around the country. Also want to thank Joanne Bolden for helping me keep all of these people straight at the NAMM show. I really appreciate that. And of course, Cody Castleberry for making me and making my life easy. He makes it all easy here at Pop Tech Radio. So for Popular Technology Radio, I'm Mike Etchard. Thanks for listening in. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.
This show is brought to you by ERN, the Entertainment Radio Network. Check it out at ernlive.com. Everybody needs it.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.